Welcome to the Jeff Yaldin Show, my friends, wherever you are, however you may be listening, and with whom you may be listening with. This is Jeff Yaldin. I am the host of the Jeff Yaldin Show, and welcome back. I hope everyone's had an awesome week. This brings us to the end of the week, where I know those of you that are listening up in the Boston area, my prayers and thoughts are with you guys. You guys have been dealing with a lot of snow up there, man. Snow and cold, bone-chilling cold type weather. Well, I'm sorry. I was in Rochester, New York, where they had about 5-degree weather, and that was painful. And then I had to quickly grab a flight down to McAllen, Texas, where it was about 80 degrees, so that was nice. But hey, we have something to cheer about. How about those New England Patriots? What a game it was. My friends, I'll tell you, I like to watch my sports where basically I like to have maybe people enjoying the game with me, but I don't like all that little talking. Everybody has their opinions, and, oh, he should have caught it. And what kind of call is that? You know, come on, grab the ball and run. How did you fumble? You know what? These are professional athletes. It's not like he intended on fumbling and turning the ball over. You know, things happen. You know, that one catch by the unknown receiver for the Seattle Seahawks, how did he catch that at the 5-yard line? And I just thought to myself, you know what? Are we going to go down again with a miraculous catch that is going to prevent us from winning the title? Like many of you, I was heartbroken. But you know what? My heart broke starting around the third quarter, about the 10-minute mark left to go in the third. Seattle clearly took advantage of the momentum coming back from the first half. And I thought to myself, and I even posted on Facebook, Tom Brady, pick your head up. Let's get in the game, and let's lead these boys on to victory. This game ain't over. I stayed true. I stayed faithful. I'm a big New England Patriots fan. I'm a big Red Sox fan. I'm a big Celtics fan. I'm a big New England Revolution fan. I'm a big Boston Bruins fan. I love my New England sports. And I'll tell you what, just like every one of you, when Tom Brady started getting that ball, the velocity, leaning forward, connecting with Edelman and Gronkowski, man, I was impressed like many of you. And then all of a sudden, he catches that ball on the 5-yard line. I saw the game end right there. And then I don't know what Pete Carroll was thinking, but again, listen, I'm not going to be the armchair quarterback here like everybody says the same thing. What kind of play was that? You know what? You're at that level. You got to take chances. He took a chance ending the first half going for that touchdown when he could have kicked a field goal. Well, let me ask you this. Who is that unknown player out of Alabama, Western Alabama, I believe it is. Or is it Western Arkansas? I might be making a mistake here. I don't know, and I apologize. But I'll tell you what, that was unbelievable. The way he stepped in front and took the ball. My friends, you listen to the Jeff Yaldin Show on WMRC 1490 Radio. I'm celebrity teen and family life coach. I'm talking about the New England Patriots because this is the first time I've had the opportunity to share my feelings with you. So I want to talk about this one play. I've looked at it over and over and over again. And number one, I want to give credit to definitely the defensive player, Butler, I believe was his name. I'm spacing it right now. In that play, he could have easily gone to tackle the guy and prevent him from scoring. But you know what he did? When he saw him cut, he made a dart right to the ball. And I think I could be wrong, but as a former football player myself, he made a decision not to go and hit the guy and maybe prevent him from catching it or to knock him back a couple yards. He made a decision to go straight, a beeline, right for that football. The end result knocked the player out of the way. He got the interception. The New England Patriots won the game. Tom Brady, which in a gentlemanly type manner is giving him the pickup truck, which I thought he would end up doing. I think that's a great gesture. Awesome. So congratulations to my friends up in the Northeast and the New England Patriots, Super Bowl champions again. But as I come here to talk to you, I want to share with you my disgust and great disappointment in the Seattle Seahawks. Now listen, I know some great people in Seattle. I think Seattle is a beautiful city. I enjoy my visits. I enjoy going out there. But I'll tell you something. I lost much respect for the Seattle Seahawks. And I feel that they embarrassed a beautiful city. Let me explain my point, and I'm going to blame this on Pete Carroll because I don't think the apple falls far from the tree. The last play of the game, the Seattle Seahawks tried to come across the line in a very uncalled for and unsportsmanlike manner in which to upset, maybe cause injury. I know what their intentions were, last ditch effort, but the bottom line is this is a play where Tom Brady gets the ball, he kneels, the game is over. I don't mind you going physical into the play, but in the manner in which they did it, I think it was uncalled for, and it showed me that here's a bunch of young men with poor character, poor sportsmanship, and gentlemen that should not be representing the National Football League. I was disgusted. I was disappointed. And let me tell you, this goes back earlier, a couple weeks, a month or 2 months before. Marshawn Lynch, listen, I know the media is tough on you, but as a professional athlete, you have a job. And if the media wants to talk to you, part of your job is to talk to the media and share with the community the inside of the game that we don't get to see. And you do it in a professional manner because that's your obligation and you have a privilege of playing for a city that gives you a paycheck and gives you a very significant living. Now, my anxiety is starting to raise a little bit, but I'm about to talk about developing good character in our young people. And before I even get started, we're going to take a little break. You're listening to the Jeff Yaldin Show on WMRC 1490 Radio. Don't go away. Thanks for listening. Okay, my friends, welcome back to the Jeff Yaldin Show on WMRC 1490 Radio. For those of you that are wondering, maybe you've listened before, maybe you're just driving through Boston and you're picking up this channel. I'm a celebrity teen and family life coach. I deal with teenagers and parents and teachers and the subjects of character, and I do a lot with mental health and suicide. I'm the author of Your Life Matters. If you want to check me out, please feel free to visit my website at jeffyaldin.com. Right now, my podcast is down, but it's going to be opening up shortly. And when that does, I'd like you to visit my podcast. You can find out information at social media if you just go to @JeffYaldin. So what I'm talking about here is congratulations to the Patriots. I'm talking about my disgust of the Seattle Seahawks and the actions of a few of their players. I do want to credit Pete Carroll and Richard Sherman for having class and representing after the game in which they spoke. I thought they did a great job. I'm not a big fan of Marshawn Lynch and the way he's been acting. And now I understand. Well, he grew up without a father figure. Come on. You know how many people grow up without a father figure and you're going to use that as an excuse? Let me tell you something, Marshawn Lynch, and I hope this gets out to you. There comes a time when you grow up and you become a man and you stop complaining that you were 2 years old and your parents tighten your diaper too tight. Grow up and represent and be a man and set an example for the millions of young people that look up to you every single day. They want to be like you. They want to talk like you. They want to run like you. They want the hair like yours. And you know what? The only thing that you're doing is representing yourself and your down hood type mannerisms in such a way that you're letting people know that authority doesn't matter, that rules don't apply. Marshawn, they do. And I don't care who you are or where you come from, but they apply to you like they apply to everybody else. And I hope the NFL comes down and they teach you a lesson, because you have a lesson that you need to teach to millions of people. So all the parents out there and the teachers that might be listening to my show, I want to help you develop good character in your children. Number one, let's model good character in the home. I once read a book by William Bennett, The Book of Virtues. And he says there is nothing more influential, more determinant in a child's life than the moral power of a quiet example. I'll say that again. There is nothing more influential, more detrimental, determinant in a child's life than the moral power of a quiet example. That's right. We set the example by our actions. We influence young people every day by what we do, what we say, how we act, how we respond. And it's critical. It is critically important that those who are attempting to influence children's character, they do so in positive ways. They walk the talk. Another thing. Be clear about your values. Tell your children where you stand on important issues. Don't be afraid to communicate with them. It's okay to talk about sex. It's okay to talk about black versus white, such as Ferguson and violence. It's okay to talk about how you feel about abortion. You might be for it. You might be against it. Listen, that is your opinion. And your values, your morals and values will lead you to take a stand, whether you're one way or the other. So let's talk about this. Maybe your child is in disagreement of your beliefs. You know what? You're giving your child an opportunity to share why. And in their sharing why, you might be able to have a conversation to say, well, here's why I feel such and such. And it is okay to disagree. It's okay to have your side and you believe this, but it's okay for someone to believe this. And I think that's one of the ways to getting your child to have self-esteem, and you're respecting their opinion. We need to teach our young people what we believe and why. In daily living of our lives, there are countless opportunities to engage your child in moral conversation. And through those moral conversations and very serious conversations about very important topics, I think by you respecting how they feel, you're going to be raising self-esteem, and you're going to be also teaching them about good character and being compassionate of different situations in the world. That's right. You listen to the Jeff Yaldin Show on WMRC 1490 Radio. We're talking about developing good character in our children. Show respect for your spouse, your children, and other family members. One of the things that I have always said is one of the best things that you can do for your children is to love their mother or love their father more than you love the children. I think it shows them. It's a huge example to set. I think parents who honor each other, who share family responsibilities, and who resolve their differences in peaceful ways communicate a powerful message about respect. And if you don't have respect in the household or respect for each other, how are you going to expect your kids to respect other people? If children experience respect firsthand within the family, then they're more likely to be respectful of others, especially those in school, on the playground, on the athletic field. So we model that respect in the house, and there's no one more important than our significant other, our children, and other family members. Simply stated, respect brings respect. Model and teach your children good manners. I think it's important that we insist that all family members use good manners in the home. Good manners are really like the golden rule in action. Whether the issue is courtesy or other simple social graces, it is in the home that the true thoughtfulness for others has its roots. I know one of the things that I do in my home is we are really big on yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. We're very big on not putting our elbows on the table. We're very big on saying our prayers and saying grace. We're big on respecting our elders. And these are things that I try and teach the young children because I think they have to set an example again for those that are coming behind. Let's not lose these mannerisms, my friends. You listen to the Jeff Yaldin Show on WMRC 1490 Radio. We're going to take a quick break, and we come back. We're going to be talking about more things that we can do to develop character in our homes. Don't go away. Welcome back, my friends, the Jeff Yaldin Show. I'm glad to be spending this Friday with you. I know it's been cold up there. I hope the weather kind of changes for you this weekend. I'm not sure what it's supposed to be like. We're talking about developing good character in our children. And I was greatly disappointed after the Seattle Seahawks developed that unsportsmanlike type play at the end of the game. And so that kind of led me to our young people. You know, these are athletes. I don't think we should be looking at them as role models. I love Rob Gronkowski. I think he's a great player. But I also, when I see him outside of football, I wish Bill Belichick would put a lid on him so that he stops embarrassing us. And the one thing that he said on the Jimmy Fallon show, whatever, was after the game, hey, game is over. Season's over. I'm going to throw some haymakers. Dude, you are exactly what I'm talking about. People love you. They admire you. You're one of the faces of the franchise. You know, you set an example, my friends. And by sometimes Marshawn Lynch, Rob Gronkowski, the words, the expressions we use, you're not representing the team that is paying you millions of dollars to be the face of a franchise to set an example of what we want young kids to grow up and emulate. I know Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft, they're trying to develop a model type organization, and they're trying to bring in model type athletes to be a part of this model type organization. So it's people like you guys that give me a job, and sometimes I need to step in and correct. But you know, you have millions of people. I'm lucky if there's someone listening to the radio show, come to think about it. So developing good character in our young people. Having family meals together without television as often as possible. When we sit down at my table, we don't turn the television on. The television is off, it goes off, and it stays off. Because mealtime is an excellent time for parents to talk with and listen to their children and to strengthen family ties. That there's no better time than that. Whether the meal is a home-cooked feast or fast food from the drive-thru, I'm telling you, the most important ingredient is the sharing of time. Set that time aside as often as you can as a family and reinforce a sense of belonging to and being cared about by the family. That's what you have. I also want you to plan as many family activities as possible. As the kids get older and they become teenagers, this isn't nearly as important to them. But if you start young, this stays important and becomes even more important to them when they come home from college. Involve your children in the planning. Family activities that seem quite ordinary at the moment are often viewed in retrospect as very special and memorable bits of family history. As Dad's date with a teenage daughter, a family picnic in the park, or a Sunday excursion for ice cream can provide a meaningful time for being together and sharing as a family. Don't ever provide your children access to alcohol or drugs. We don't have alcohol and drugs in my house. Well, you probably could have guessed there's no drugs, but I don't drink. I don't think it's something that I need to promote. I don't think it's something that I want my kids to be around. I'm not saying it's wrong. Listen, if you're 21, you're of the age, and you're responsible, that's your business. But I think we should model appropriate behavior regarding alcohol and drugs. Despite peer pressure, the anxieties of adolescence, a youthful desire for sophistication, and media messages that glamorize the use of drugs and alcohol, the family is the most powerful influence on whether a young person will become a substance abuser. Nowhere is the parents' personal example more critical in the area of their use of alcohol and drug abuse. Planned family service projects are civic activities. You go to church together, you spend time together, but at the very heart of good character is a sense of caring and concern for others. There's many opportunities for a family service projects that exist in every community or even in young children, young children's activities. You find things that they all can participate in, and we can help build a park, or we can help deliver food to the homeless or cook, or simple acts like taking food to a sick neighbor, mowing an elderly person's yard, or collecting outgrown clothes and toys for charity. Help young people learn the joys of assisting others and develop lifelong habits of service. I want to go through some more of these that I have written down. Read to your children. Keep good literature in the home. I think maybe 10, 15 minutes a night of reading together. Limit your children's spending money. It's a want versus a need. We don't need this. We don't want it. We ain't getting it. You want it. You don't need it. You ain't getting it. You need it. You might not want it. You're getting what you need. Discuss holidays. This is a big one for me. Discuss holidays and their meanings. You know, 4th of July, Veterans Day, Columbus Day. I know we have barbecues and it's all fun. It's a day off, but what does it really mean? You're listening to the Jeff Yalden Show on WMRC 1490 Radio. I'm spending some time with you trying to talk about developing good character. What can you do, or what are you doing and you should be doing for developing the character in the children of your home? My friends, I think we need to capitalize all the time on teachable moments, and there's teachable moments every day. I'm kind of using with you right now, the Patriots won the Super Bowl, the Seattle Seahawks demonstrated poor character and sportsmanship. I'm using that as the teachable moment to develop character in our young people. Assign home responsibilities to family members. All the children should be doing something. Set clear expectations for your children. Hold them accountable for their actions. You know, make it simple as per the age. Keep your children busy in positive activities. Now, that doesn't mean they should be playing basketball or baseball 12 months a year, and every weekend you're driving all over the world for 7 different tournaments. I think that's a little crazy. But I'm going to blog about this because I got so many more of these, and you can check them out on my website, jeffyalden.com. My friends, you just listen to the Jeff Yalden Show on WMRC 1490 Radio. Again, I'm a celebrity teen and family life coach and the author of Your Life Matters. I hope you check me out. You check me out on social media as well by going to @JeffYalden. And if you're interested in me visiting your child's high school or middle school, or maybe coming in and doing a program on suicide prevention, don't hesitate to give me a call. On April 1st, I will be speaking in Milford, Massachusetts. I'll be doing the Networking Mental Health Breakfast, brought on by the community. So remember the date, April 1st, Milford, Massachusetts. My friends, congratulations to the New England Patriots and all of my friends in Massachusetts and the Northeast. Have a wonderful weekend, and thanks for listening to the Jeff Yaldin Show.